here and see, like, just took a while for you to find your rhythm? That's kind of how it went for you, you think?
No. I think we just got to execute first and foremost. I think that's the biggest thing.
James, I think three quarters though of your passing yards came in the fourth quarter. Seems like you kind of get in a rhythm in that fourth. You did it against the Giants again tonight. What is it about that? Is it just a sense of urgency, better focus, or
we were battling from behind? It wasn't a rhythm. We were battling from behind. You know, so competitive nature comes. You got to start compete when your back is against the wall. You got to step up. That's it.
Dirk said they threw a lot of different coverages. Maybe you didn't see on tape. Was that part of it as well? Did that throw you guys off a little bit?
No. No, they. I mean, we seen most of the stuff they see. I mean, they mix the coverages as far as on first downs and second downs. It was different. But man, I just got to execute. I think that's the main thing. Got to execute on third downs. Defense playing a great game. You can't give them the ball back.
Can you put two and two in perspective, kind of big picture for you guys?
Who?
Can you put two and two in perspective? You know, your season's quarter over, and kind of where? How do you assess things?
We got to go and play Arizona next week. This game's behind us. I guess that's a positive. I wish we could have came up with a win, but you know, when you're playing the best quarterback in the world. And you're playing against a great defense. You got to be on top of everything. And today, I wasn't. So their quarterback played way better than I did. So they end up winning the game.
The toughest things were, though, for those three quarters, you're in a position to win this game on the 20-yard line on that final play. Can you kind of take us through that?
Yeah, we fought hard. You know, we never gave up. That's the best thing. That's the best thing. We never gave up. We kept fighting. And that just shows you about how, you know, hungry this team is and how much the fans helped us out. You know, being at home, we did not want to lose a game at home, so we battled back. But again, it's 2 seconds on the clock. Your quarterback has to make a play for you. You know, you gotta do something. As a quarterback, you gotta make a play.
What did you see on that play?
An incomplete pass.
James, how nice
is it
to have Doug back?
Man, that was probably the highlight of today, seeing him, you know, being in the end zone. You know, we missed him a lot. He toted that ball. The running backs played good. You know, Quiz came in and he handled his load. Doug, I know he's happy, you know, not with the loss, but happy that, you know, he feels good that he's back. I think we're all happy that Doug is back, so. That put a smile on my face. Thank you.
James, a lot of things clicked better in the fourth quarter, but you and Deshaun seem to have a good connection there. Do you see progress and promise in that?
Yeah. I got to continue to get better. I missed him on the shot that could have been a touchdown. Again, you got to play perfect. You got to execute. When the play is there, you have to execute the play. You can't miss opportunities, and that's what happened tonight. Missed opportunities, a ton of them by me. Got to get better. Got to get better.
James, you feel like you let one slip away tonight, that this is one you probably should have had?
I think we fought hard. I think we really fought hard. Defense played great. The game could have went either way, you know, but at the end of the game, the quarterback got to make a play. That's bottom line. You got to make a play at the end of the game. And I don't know. I mean, I can't really sum up nothing else, but the quarterback has to make a play.
James, on the last play, were you close? Did you have a receiver? Did you feel like you were going to make the play there?
Yeah. Just a bad decision on my part. Didn't give anybody a chance. When it's, like I said, it's 2 seconds in the game. The only thing that can hurt you is throwing a ball where nobody can get it. And that's what I did there. But we'll bounce back. You know, it's a learning experience for me. I'm happy the way that we fought, we battled, we never gave up. The defense played phenomenal. Offensive line protected great. Receivers caught the football. Running backs ran hard. Quarterback has to make plays to win in a football, in NFL football. Quarterback has to make plays.
Did you have a receiver?
Yes, I had one. It was a bad ball. Got to give him a chance. I had a tight end wide open. Just got to give him a chance. Got to give him a chance on the ball. 2 seconds. Got to give him a chance.
You know.
Speaking of learning, I saw you out there with Tom Brady. Tell me about the respect you have for him.
Utmost respect for him. You know, he's definitely an inspiration to me and the quarterback position, definitely. I think every young kid that grow up with a football in their hand aspire to be a Peyton Manning, a Tom Brady, a Joe Montana, guys of that nature. And it was a privilege and honor to meet him, you know, get a chance to look him in his eye and shake his hand. And, you know, it just felt good. It felt good. I never met him before. That was another highlight on my day. He beat me, but he beat a lot of people.
We talked to you earlier in the week and you weren't sure exactly what you were going to say to him. What did you end up saying to him, and what did he end up saying to you?
I just said it was an honor. I told him thank you a lot. That's a blessing, man, when you meet somebody like that. That's a blessing. I dream to be able to be the type of quarterback he is for his team to our team.
What did he say back to you?
Well, we had a private conversation.
Jameis, as a teammate to Nick Falk, who's struggling right now, he's missed 6 kicks in 5 days. What do you say? What words of encouragement do you try to give him?
Bounce back. Bounce back. It's not his fault. It's not his fault. You know, like I said, we were in a position to win the game. 2 seconds on the clock. Somebody got to make a play.
Jameis, you're always so open and honest with us. Is this one of the ones that hurts more than some of the others?
Man, it hurts, you know, because it was there. But, again, we got to bounce back. We got to get ready for next week, you know, going to Arizona. Great. I'm very grateful that we got, you know, this Thursday night game. That's good. Everyone's going to get a chance to get healthy, recover, get rejuvenated for Arizona. But, man, you know, never like disappoint the home crowd, you know, especially when you got a chance. You know, these fans came out here. They were electric. They brought the juice. A great atmosphere for our organization. The only thing that could have been better is for us to win, you know. And it was there.
Was it Brain on the last play? The tight end you said was open. Was it Cameron?
No, it was OJ.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, James. Thanks, James.